how can curation help what L&D are doing?
Well, I think there's a process of kind of democratization actually in helping the L&D team, because I guess in some organizations, you know, there's that kind of, we need some learning, go to the L&D team. With what the L&D team can do is kind of put the power back in the hands of the people that really know and understand what they need for their teams in terms of the learning. So if you introduce a tool into the mix, then actually what you can do is just enable people to get visibility of what's available to them themselves, and therefore they're more likely to speed up that process of curation. Because, you know, if you stick an L&D person in the mix, yeah, of course they'll know, you know, which providers are good and what good learning looks like, but it's the subject matter expert that really knows what the content should contain, and therefore they should be involved in that curation process. Even if it was manual, they should be involved in it, but it's even easier, of course, once you introduce automation into the process.
Yeah, that's a great point. So we talk quite a bit about sort of, you know, discovery and engagement, and actually curation has got a role to play in both of those, in terms of, you know, how are you going to sort of tap into people's curiosity? How are you going to guide them to some of the things that they might be interested in, rather than just expecting them to, you know, explore everything themselves and figure out what's, you know, what might be good or what might be relevant. So this idea of aiding discovery and helping people and signposting what could be useful or could help them around a particular topic, but also engagement as well, in terms of, you know, keeping content fresh, keeping the experience in a learning environment one that people want to keep coming back to.
Yeah,
you know, it's something that if you were trying to create the content, you just wouldn't be able to keep it dynamic. So it's almost like, you know, you have to be looking at where else you can source content from and how you can kind of make the most of what already exists to be able to provide you know, a more engaging experience for the people that you're doing this for.
Yeah, and I guess the challenge for, you know, the people that are curating this, whether they're L&D or SMEs, is, you know, you're kind of competing with people going out and finding this stuff themselves, right? Because if you aren't able to create those relevant and up-to-date playlists for people, well, you know, then they'll use other time that perhaps they would be better used, you know, doing their jobs, going out to the internet and looking at the results perhaps they'll get from the internet, which might not be the best forms of learning for the types of journeys that you want to put together for your organization, your teams, or the awareness you want to build within your organization.